I think we only have two members missing. Is that what I understand?
Yes, three.
Three. Who is?
Felix, Paul O, and Brian.
Okay. Call me to order at 11 o'clock, and be nice to have a motion for approval of the minutes of the 21st. So moved. You grant some seconds.
Second.
Thank you, Jeff. Any comments or questions about the minutes of the October 21st meeting? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. The next one is public comment. And Jill, if you would give the
Sure.
instructions to the public, that would be great.
Sure. Okay, so any members of the public that are dialing in, if you're on Zoom and you'd like to make public comment, you can take yourself off of mute or raise your hand. If you're calling in on the phone, you can press star six to unmute yourself or star nine, to raise your hand.
Any public comment? We have any public?
We have one, it looks like one member of the public online.
Well, hearing no comment, we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, which is the quarterly personnel status report for the Office of Fiscal Analysis. And Michael, I think that's probably in your bailiwick.
Certainly, good morning. I will note that Paul Robertson and Brian Thompson did join us. And you have in front of you the Connecticut Port Authority quarterly personnel status report for the second quarter of this fiscal year. You can see the total number of employees by the end of the quarter was 5.5 employees. That's five full-time and one half-time employee. We did not have any positions vacated or filled in that quarter. And then, if you look to the end of the year, we estimate having zero vacant positions and one position estimated to be filled. Of course, that is subject to the next item on the agenda. We may be in a position to hire a project manager if we take on Pier 7. So we're anticipating that total number of employees then to be estimated at the end of the fiscal year will be an increase of 1 to 6.5 employees. Questions?
What's the half-time position?
Yeah, the financial assistant, Lori Epler, is
Okay.
half-time. She's listed on the schedule of accounts as full-time. Currently, she works 20 hours a week. We may utilize her more in the next fiscal year, but currently that's how we intend to end the fiscal year.
She's been with us for a while.
Yeah, she's been here for over 4 years.
Yeah.
Long good and good.
Well, thank you. You haven't driven anybody out.
You're welcome. That's the report that we will send in.
Thank you, Michael.
To make a recommendation.
If approved.
So moved. Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Abstentions. All right, Michael, can you talk about the staffing?
Yeah, we have a document entitled The Schedule of Positions and Total Staffing Levels. And the changes that were made was with some edits to the Maritime Development Manager to clarify that role as being a development of Connecticut's ports and small harbors, administering the ship program, taking care of some dredging activities and working with the pilot commission. Anything to do with infrastructure and project management was moved out of that position and put in a project manager position. which should be at the bottom of the table on page 3. That person will be responsible for managing infrastructure improvement projects, sourcing and management of federal and state grants, oversight of the construction bid and selection process, and manage staff and operates as further described in the description of the job that we included in this report as well. The project manager position was created to facilitate any project that might be envisioned, with, of course, Pier 7 being the first project that we would have in mind, and then other responsibilities as assigned. Also, initially intended to be filled from the resources of the Connecticut Port Authority, but then project-specific grants would cover the cost of that person, and we'd include all that information in next year's budget that's under development for presentation in April. Any questions on changes to the two job descriptions as detailed on the attached position descriptions? Changes were made in Exhibit C and Exhibit
Gulf.
G. Thank you.
Mike, do you anticipate over time more and more projects to be undertaken by the Port Authority?
I think with the capabilities of a project manager and the opportunities that could present themselves, the answer to that is yes. And then it would be a function of whether we need an additional project management staff or can a person manage more than one project, considering they're tracking projects, not actually doing the projects themselves. So
yeah,
it's more of an oversight role of project work we have in process. I also see a time period in next year where we do need to hire a maritime development manager, and then the work of the maritime development manager could lead to other projects.
The initial project we have in mind, though, is Pier 7.
It's Pier 7.
Okay, thank you.
And Mike, where do you think we stand with Pier 7 in terms of DEEP's acquiescence to
the we have a upcoming meeting plan for January. DEEP setting that up. We have exchanged an MOU several times, and it's probably close to where we both need it to be, and we'd be seeking DEEP's approval to enter into that MOU. Once we enter into an MOU, it'll go all the way up to the Department of Interior for acceptance as part of the deed that the state holds in trust for the federal government landmark that it is, Fort Trumbull and outlying properties. And we will then seek to hire that project manager. We will pay them internally until that project manager leads the effort to secure federal and state grants.
So that will be part of his job.
Absolutely. That's why that's in the job description.
Gotcha. And with the MOU that's proposed or you're working on, does that cover both the rehab of the pier and the operation of the pier, or just one?
It covers the rehab of the pier and the same operations that we've been doing to date. If we were to find another use for the pier, then we need to modify the MOU as appropriate going forward at that time frame. But we're talking 2 or 3 years out before that's needed.
Understand. But who is going to make the decisions about how the pier gets used under the MOU?
Right now, the MOU you will detail that the pier is going to continue to get used in the manner that it's been used.
Which is deep being dictating what goes there.
For the deed.
Well, for the deed, it's for public use. I mean,
yeah.
The deed's pretty restrictive.
I think the deed's pretty restrictive, but it's more of a team effort and agreeing what comes and goes.
Well, I'm sure that as it gets rebuilt, and if it gets rebuilt, you know, it'll manner, I'm sure that will give us a little bit more leverage in terms of.
Well, the goal is to extend the life of that facility.
Yeah.
The window for making sure that it can be refurbished instead of needing to be rebuilt is somewhere in the next 3 to 5 years. That's why we need to make some progress here. It will be more expensive if we wait 5 years. The change to the pier will be the addition of medium size shore power, well, shore power sufficient to power up a medium-sized Navy vessel.
Yeah.
And that's probably a good chunk of the cost, estimated $43 million that we're looking for.
The power is how much?
The whole renovation is 43.
Oh, yeah, the whole renovation, right?
Part of the substantial cost of that is the short power aspect. So we can plug a Navy vessel in and
A Navy vessel's requirement for shore power, how does that compare to a commercial ship that makes it into the port?
I would say it's probably less.
It's like hotel loads.
Yeah, hotel loads on a Navy vessel are not very substantial. On a, like a cruise ship of substantial size, they're very substantial. Refrigeration, air conditioning.
Yeah. It's a customer, it's awful lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how does the Navy decide what ships to come in and how often and whether they should or not into, say, the state pier? I mean, not state pier, but your center.
So they do, they, you know, if, like for the Maritime Heritage Festival, every year they have to do a survey of the pier to see what, you know, if you're, say, you want a particular size ship to come in, they come in and do a survey and making a decision on whether. The size, what it, you know, like this didn't have shore power, so they had to figure out, okay, I can only bring a ship in that can operate with their own internal electrical generators to supply hotel loads.
And based on the size of the ship and the configuration of the pier, it needs a docking plan that will work for the weather that's suspected to be seen during the time period that they'd be there, because, you know, it's different if you're going to dock ships in there in rough weather.
But we're almost down again.
Well, yeah, a big ship come in for the Maritime Heritage Festival. That's huge.
Yeah.
A cruiser.
Yeah.
But there's no set calling by the Navy.
Correct. Well, if you're going to build a pier specifically, yes, there are specific requirements, like the length, and then the length of the pier has to be X greater than the length. If the width of the ship is such, then the width of the pier has to be as such.
I'd say
that's not for like a visit.
I'd say the most frequent user of the pier right now is the Eagle. And the Eagle can park there. It can also moor in the City Pier, Customs House Pier down in New London proper.
Yeah. I've seen it down there.
Mm-hmm. During the life of the event in New London in September, Connecticut Maritime Heritage Festival, it became customary that the Navy ship would come in. And, you know, we had 4, 5, or 6 years of appearances. But they weren't scheduled, but they were, you know, internally, I think the Navy recognized that one of their ports are called.
The visit of the Normandy was the first Navy ship to show up in 4 or 5 years. I think it fell off during COVID and back out of what's being planned for this year.
Put in a request and it goes down to Joint Forces Command and they put it in their little calculation of what ships are available and if it can be met, they send someone up, and there's a lot of community engagement that goes along with that. So what's the value to the Navy?
Generally come up from Norfolk.
Yes.
Other questions about staffing?
That was about staffing.
You know, I was looking at the minimum qualifications. I guess I would, like the first bullet, I think a bachelor's degree, I think I would put civil engineering or marine engineering first, and then maybe business management last. Just as I would really want a marine engineer as your, or someone that has done, you know, that's an engineering background for infrastructure, marine infrastructure, I guess would be the, that's really what you're looking for, right? It's not.
It is.
Yeah. It's just a, if the only thing you're going to have is minimum qualifications and you're not going to have like a preferred qualification, I would definitely list those first instead of business management and business or management.
We can make that change.
Well, the list above that, knowledge, skills, and ability, almost.
Yeah.
It's a precursor.
Precursor.
If you meet these requirements, you're going to have much more than a BA or BF.
Yeah. But my point is, it's in that one bullet, I would move those to the front instead of business and management is the first thing you need.
Other questions or comments?
I have one for the business development manager position. I would retain, it says to, it has that it should be deleted, the demonstrated experience. I think that's helpful to have in there, the demonstrated project management experience.
We could leave it in there. It got moved essentially, but I understand the value of that.
Any further comments? Michael, do you need a vote by us or not?
Support. Does this go to the full board, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, you recommend this to the full board.
You vote. Second, please.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Let's go. Indeed. And do we have any old business to bring up? Any new business?
I'm looking for your input for your review.
We'll get it after.
You could probably write it right now.
Well, he's got a process and works great.
Well, he's certainly done a hell of a job, hasn't he?
No comments. I'll have to see it.
Great. Motion for adjournment, please, at short meeting, 15, 16 minutes into the meeting. A motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
Second. In favor, say aye.
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 Thank you.
Thanks.